Hello, loyal monster fans. This is Arthur Slade from arthurslade.com doing celebrity monster interviews for Monsterology, the book. Today I have the most absolutely wonderful guest you can imagine, the oldest and the greatest of all the witches, Baba Yaga. Oh, there she is now. Wow, witches really can fly. This is so exciting. Here she comes, dressed in a splendid mixture of rags and more rags. Welcome to my studio, Miss Yaga.
Ow! Call me Baba. It's so, how do the kids say it these days? Awesome to be here.
Yes, I suppose it is. Now, first, I have to point out that you didn't fly here on a broom. You actually used your mortar for flying. It's kind of like flying around in a big bowl.
Brooms are such a cliche. Plus, if you have a bony bum like mine, it's hard to sit on a broom.
You are rather bony, aren't you? But it's a good look. It's very fashionable in a skeleton-y kind of way.
Well, I am a bit of a fashion queen. Madonna comes to me for tips.
Of course she does. I'm not the slightest bit surprised. I want you to know that there are thousands of eager fans listening right now. I wonder, could you share with our audience a few of your high school memories?
Well, the other kids teased me about my long legs, my warts, my ratty hair, and my big nose.
Oh, your nose isn't that big, Baba. Let me get a good look at it. Oh. Is that a bat hanging from your nostril hairs?
Yes, I call him Silverwing. Every time I sneeze, 20 bats fly out.
Now that's amazing and cool. And totally unique, really. Anyway, did you have any nicknames in school?
Yes, Baba Yaga Bony Legs. Any kid who called me that got turned into a toad. By the time I graduated, everyone in my class somehow became a toad. I made a great toad soup that year.
Oh, yeah. You're quite well known for being a real witch of a cook. Is it true that you eat children, too?
Only the bad children? You know, the ones who don't make their beds, who forget to say please and thank you, or are late with their homework. I provide a service for humanity.
It's really good of you to do that work. Now, this is a completely different topic, but do you have any gossipy tidbits you'd like to share with your fans?
Don't play Romoli with the Wicked Witch of the West. She cheats. And she'll steal your shoes. I had the nicest ruby slippers that somehow went missing when she was around. I cackled when that house fell on her. Couldn't have happened to a nicer witch.
Now that's some really juicy stuff.
You want more gossip? Frankenstein's monster is dating a zombie. He finally found someone as ugly as him. Bigfoot shaves his underarms, and Dracula plucks his eyebrows. I'm not kidding. Every night, he's looking in the mirror, pluck, 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 pluck. There's a prima donna for you. I've never plucked my eyebrows.
It shows. It really does. You have a very natural look.
Why, thank you, Arthur. I pride myself on it.
Well, I really appreciate you flying in for this interview. I know how busy you are.
Well, there were so many any bad kids out there. It really is a lot of work to eat them all. I have to keep my pot boiling constantly.
Baba, you keep boiling on. Take care and fly safe. Well, that was Baba Yaga, the oldest and greatest of all the witches. And this is Arthur Slade from ArthurSlade.com signing off for Monsterology, the book. It's in stores right now. See you next time. Oh, I can't believe... Are we done? Okay, good, because I can't believe how much that witch smelled. You know, you guys aren't paying me enough for this. What? I'm sick of my agent on you, okay? Okay? So let's not talk about that. We're still alive? And that's it for Monsterology.com. We'll catch you next time. Ciao. Monsterology.